Here they come, elections 2018. You ready? Only some 2 weeks left, my fellow Americans, before these critical elections occur. And boy, oh boy, are they ever critical. The fate of the Trump administration, Trumpian policies, perhaps even conservative and constitutionalism themselves, are once again at stake. 34 senatorial seats, one-third of the United States Senate, one-third, will be newly elected or re-elected. Boy, that's a lot. Those elections could produce massive changes in that powerful body of politicians. The Republicans hold a slim majority, and that balance of power could easily be changed to Democrat, easily. On the other hand, some 24 of those seats up for election are now held by Democrats and aggressively challenged by Republicans. And our We the People voting could significantly increase the power of the Republicans in the Senate with any number of Democrat defeats. So, you decide, my fellow Americans. You decide. So, how will you? And you will vote, will you not? You will, won't you? You must vote. And then there is the House of Representatives, 435 august human beings, elected by us, our representatives, are they? The majority of whom are now Republican, but virtually every seat in play, so they say. The Democrats, through their lackeys, the media, academia, Hollywood, and the unions, claim that we the people will experience a blue wave, that is, a progressive Democrat wave. And they claim that American citizens are as angry at Trump and his administration as they are. Are you? I'm not. I do not know how that could be possible, since the Democrats, remember the Kavanaugh hearings, how could you ever forget them, have displayed anger, these Democrats have, temper tantrums, anything goes verbal behavior, which is totally unbecoming to any person, much less a political party, and our representatives. Do you intend to vote for such a person with such an aggressive personality to make decisions for our great country and for you and me, do you? No matter what the media says or the polls, oh, they are the worst. Known for their inaccuracies, are they ever, and their hype and their political bias, you and I must think for ourselves. Please do that. Determine the type and kind of America in which you wish to live, and vote accordingly. We must vote for the right people who will work to make America great again and protect and preserve the finest lifestyle and privileges and freedoms in all of history. And you will vote, will you not? What happens November 6, 2018 is critical for America, and you must be a part of that. Democrat candidates for office, Congress or Senate, have a distinct advantage over Republicans. Liberals and progressives over conservatives and traditionalists. A progressive is protected, defended, and championed by liberal media and by academia, oh, are they ever, and, of course, politically ignorant Hollywood. Does anybody really pay attention to those people? All of that in the vast majority of the political races. They're active. The hype and bias are everywhere. Such candidates, the progressive ones, are showered with favorable facts and hype and promotion and ready attacks on opponents. All of that comes free of charge, in addition to any targeted political or PAC spending which the candidates may do. Many thought that overwhelming advantage would ensure the election of Hillary Clinton. Boy, were they wrong. In fact, it may have undermined Democrats in all elections, including the presidency, for it seemed to mobilize even anger, passionately anger, conservatives who went to the polls and voted for a presidential candidate they may not have particularly cared for, but because of his platform and his promises, which resonated with theirs. Millions think that will happen in November. For the very same reasons. As one who is conservative, I am and proud of it, and a traditionalist and a constitutionalist, am I ever, one who believes in the rule of law and the protection of our individual freedoms under the Constitution at all costs, I do hope and pray that happens. I do hope and pray there is a red wave in November 2018. After all, a recent poll, no matter how accurate, indicated that 7 out of 10 Americans, 7 out of 10, think news organizations tend to favor one side or another when reporting on political issues. The other 3 must not listen to or read the news those organizations produce. It is almost impossible these days to find an objective source of the news, don't you think? That same poll indicated that only 2 out of 10 Americans have trust in national news organizations. Now that seems much closer to reality, does it not? The point is not to trust the media as you gather information about the candidates and the parties and the platforms, but really to determine for yourself, what fact and truth really are when it comes to the political positions of candidates. Please do your homework. By the way, what do the Democrats really stand for? We hear about higher taxes. You for that? More social programs. How about that one? Less military in this world? More federally controlled education. Oy vey. More rules and regulations. We're already strangled by them. Less adherence to and abiding by the Constitution. We're kind of getting used to that, aren't we? All negative in my view. But what is the Democrat platform? And what are their policies? What? Is there anything anywhere officially issued by the leaders, the committees, those who call the shots for the Democrats, which spells out specifically and clearly, what the Democrats stand for and believe in and what they will do if they regain power? Is there anything? If there is, I've never seen it. Have you? What a shame this once great party has changed the rules of politics and turned it from respectful debate and differences into emotionality, shouting matches, and ad hominems, angry accusations. There has never been more negativity in politics, and as November 6 nears, the attack ads increase to the point where they now become counterproductive. The more one candidate attacks another without justifying that attack, the more inclined I would be to vote for the opponent, wouldn't you? Haven't you had enough of this stuff? I want to know. I demand to know exactly what the political candidate thinks, believes, and will do in office. The opponent should do the very same. But sadly, it seems as though that will never happen again in our beloved country. We are at war with each other. A nation once indivisible, now hopelessly divided. And it is a fight for the right with no quarter to the enemy. That's the feeling, the thinking in America. It is a sad time for our country, politically so, but it is the political milieu and culture in which we live and in which we must compete until we may, God willing, have the ability to change it. But as elections 2018 approach, there is, as one political pundit so well stated, the emergence of Trump culture. How about that one? Trump culture. Says this writer, Mr. Trump has created a culture of unapologetic gladness, patriotism, resilience, can-do spirit, and optimism among his followers. Isn't that terrific? Wow, something positive for a change. And indeed, there is much that is positive, much gladness in America. There is indeed a revived sense of patriotism, at least I feel it here and there. It is good once again to be a proud American and to be a participant in making America great again. There has been and continues to be a strong revival of the can-do spirit and optimism. There is hope for the future. There is economic resiliency and buoyancy. And my fellow Americans, more than ever, there is opportunity. Unemployment has hardly ever been lower in the history of our great country. Men and women are finding a new sense of opportunity, new pathways to success, and there has been a real revival of the American dream. Thank God for that. No matter the whining, the complaining, or the negativity of the opposition, the vast majority of we the people are in fact proud members of this new emerging Trumpian culture and milieu. We feel better about ourselves and our country than in years. Trump has virtually done everything he has promised. There is more to come in the next 2 years, especially if the Republicans control the Senate and the House as they now do. If the economy is the number one issue in the minds of voters, and most people think it is, then there should be a tremendous edge for the Republicans in voting 2018, for the economy has hardly ever been better. And the Republicans, the GOP, the grand old party, should do their very best to connect to and motivate voters by focusing on the economy and tax cuts. It is their golden opportunity to do so. You know, the Republicans stood up with courage and backbone in the Kavanaugh hearings. I hope and pray they do the very same thing in elections 2018. For it seems that the more the liberal progressive attacks the conservative constitutionalists, and of course at the head of the list is Donald John Trump, the more the Republicans, the red wave seems to grow. And you, my fellow Americans, are one of the drops of fresh water in whatever political wave occurs November 6. We the voters will make the call. We will decide, and we will determine with our vote the America in which we live, at least for the next 2 years. And you will vote, will you not, my fellow American? You will vote, I hope and pray. You must vote. America needs your vote now, now more than ever. It's a midterm election, but it's every bit as important as the election to come in 2020. May you understand the issues as never before and vote accordingly, for our future, your future, my future, depends upon that vote.